It's Saturday, the 7th of May. It's 5:45 a.m. Just arrived at the Carboot. Was here yesterday. Beautiful day yesterday, absolutely beautiful. This morning, it's grey skies all over. Mind you, yesterday morning was a bit like that and then changed. It's very grey and it's cooler this morning. A breeze off the North Sea always does that. You might hear my right ear voices. It's calling the manic music vinyl collector. He's having a wee blather over at the unit with Pelly, who's the Toby for today. You hear seagulls. That one is black-headed gull. I can tell that without turning around. It's a black-headed gull. But straight in front of me, there's seagulls. They're not common seagulls, if you like. And they're on top of the wee St. Mary's school. The school I went to when I was away. Let's see, I started that school 61 years ago. Still there. A bit of a breeze blowing this morning. So I'm just stretching my legs along the market. Nobody here, except Colin and Pelly and me, and the seagulls. I feel a pleasant morning. My back, I should have started with my sleep. Well, yesterday we only had about 7 hours sleep because we were up at 4:30 for the Carboot yesterday, and this morning exactly the same. So I'd be lying if I said I'm feeling great. I'm actually feeling okay, I'm just tired. There you go. This fresh air, this fine, cool North Sea fresh air will wake me up. As the train heads west out of the station heading for Glasgow. I'm looking straight at McDonald's. The train goes along the back of McDonald's. Mickey D's. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 cars in the car park at the moment. A few people I can see in through the glass. Getting their early morning breakfast. Or coffee. But anyway. So I slept well enough last night. And this morning I'm feeling okay and my back is finally easing off. Of course, I know what eased my back off. It was cycling. Those two cycling events on, my God, what day was it? Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday. Out twice on Thursday. And made one heck of a difference to my back. It's not completely gone, not completely cleared yet, but it's near enough. I'm just looking after it. I mean, just still managed to hump all those boxes about yesterday and I'll have to hump them all about the day again. Oh, wow. That's a cool breeze. So, yes, you can see the clouds. Different clouds. It's all clouds. There's no clear sky, but there's lower clouds and you can see that they're moving pretty fast. Coming off the east coast, heading west, following the train to Glasgow. Now that's quite a stiff breeze actually, eh? Yeah, I didn't think it was as bad as that. There you go. So, two Carbooter weekend. Oh, it's a wee football figure, somebody's left. A tiny wee supposed to be default a coloured football player, I guess, with HP on the front. It looks like Barack Obama, and I ain't joking about that, by the way. That absolutely looks like Barack Obama. Tiny wee one with his white t-shirt and blue shorts. It's all just a wee plastic toy. There's no cloth or material on it. And on the back it says Defoe 18. I know nothing about football, so. But I think that's quite an interesting, intriguing wee figure. Give it away a wee kid of the day. So, I'm going to, even the police, I'm being polite, we call them the polis. The polis is in McDonald's now. Aye, two big breakfasts for our burly policeman. We need to build up the energy for the day. Typecasting. Yeah. Jackdaws are on the move. One of my absolute favourite cacophonies of bird sound. When they all get together. That's cool, man. That's cool. Right, I'm going to take wee Defoe. I could send a picture of this, I suppose. It's the nearest thing to Barack Obama I've ever seen. A wee plastic toy. It's about an inch and a quarter high. Metric wise, probably about 28 millimetres or something. It's probably more than that, no. 30. His wee legs move, his wee arms move. But Mr. Obama's wee head doesn't move. Right, I'm going to have a wee coffee. So, just saying hi from the car boot. Some morning thoughts. Tomorrow is supposed to be a lovely day. Hoping to get away a joint in the car. Monday is to be a glorious day, apparently. Hoping to get back out on the bike. Amongst other things, I was in the garden yesterday when we got back from the car boot. After we'd had our tea and a seat and a wee blether for a bit, I got out in the garden. I did quite a few things yesterday. It was lovely. No earbuds in my ears. Just the sound of the garden and all around. And I probably spent about 2.5-3 hours just tidying, pruning, sweeping, that kind of stuff, you know. Very nice. Very therapeutic. Isn't that a great word, therapeutic? I better get a coffee quick and get the tables out before my good lady comes along. Yes, right. I'm just putting wee Defoe, Obama, on my dash. I'll take a wee photo here. Right. Come hither to your mother, Mr. Obama. There you go. Put some light on the subject. closer. Can I get closer to Mr. Obama? Yeah. Let's see how that turned out. Not very well, actually.
Terrible.
Done. Yeah, well done. How about this one? Yeah, that's okay, but not enough light. Let's get some light on you, Mr. Obama. Oh, Mr. Obama has fallen over. This is a lot of nonsense. I know it's a lot of nonsense. I'm just having some fun in the morning. Fun in the morning. Oh, fun in the morning. There you go, that's better. I bet that's a good one. That's better. It captured his profile better. I'm going. See you bye now.